Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Two down, one to go on this fine Wednesday afternoon.
Woo!
Thanks, buddy. I just asked you not to do that.
Sounds like Danny's car speakers.
One more to go, and then we'll send you to Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2.
You can't do that to me!
And then...
don't do that.
The Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3 with Luke Anderson, and then Primetime, 3 to 7, take you all the way home. Finishing up 13 hours of continuous live, local, regional programming.
You realize when you do that, you're basically just that meme of the sketch guy poking something with a stick and saying, do something.
Uh-huh. I know. I think I'm a smart person.
And every day I put that to the test.
I think that proves that I'm not a smart person. Because I think I am, but I'm not.
Maturity of a 15-year-old.
I did like that meme you showed me, though.
Oh God! Have you seen it, Russ? It's going around of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. What it will be like on the sideline with those two sitting on the bench, and it's Shrek and Donkey,
and donkey singing "Cats in the Cradle."
Cats in the Cradle, and Shrek's Donkey. And it's just like there's never been a more apt description of what those two will be on the bench.
And Jameis is Donkey. Yeah.
I mean,
with a silver spoon, eating them dubs, a man of increase.
Mm. I mean, that is just so spot on. I saw that last night. I almost sent it into our group chat, but it was like, 11:30. I'm like, I don't want to send anybody's phone. That was the thing is I had the Blazers story and I was looking at it. I was kind of diving into it late last night, and because I'm a psychopath, it was like, 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make sure I send this to Dirt and Sprague, make sure they've got it for the morning. And I'm like, they probably have their notifications off, but I don't want to send them a text because they are deep in sleep right now. I don't want to do that. And they got it anyways. So.
You could text me at whatever time you want. I ain't looking at that until I'm good and ready to.
Do you have your notification silenced when you sleep?
No, but like my phone,
it won't wake you up.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I turn my phone on vibrate.
Go for it, dude. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
my phone's on vibrate 24/7.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have the emergency numbers that I have in my phone that will come through vibrate.
Oh.
Like if you vibrate on, they will still ring.
Oh, there's a good chance if someone dies in the middle of the night, like I'm not gonna know till I wake up.
Yeah, okay. I'm the opposite.
Although that would be funny though if it did wake me up. The one time.
Mm.
Was it to take bad news at 2 a.m.? Mm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when I text you of like some stupid.
No, I'm not gonna answer that.
Okay.
No, not at all.
That would be funny if that's the one that woke you up was Shrek and Donkey. And now you can't go to sleep. I would giggle. In your head.
Yes, the song would be stuck in my head.
Like,
but I would,
son of a girl.
But I would giggle.
You're right.
I would giggle.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
Coming up this hour, Mariners clinch a playoff spot. How about them Cowboys? Realize we have some leftovers from NFL Sunday that we still haven't gotten to. And then we'll close it out for the day. But I want to start here in the big news in college football yesterday. This was what, 20 minutes after our show was over?
Not even that. Yeah. I was driving down the street walking. Well, I guess we did. We had a little meeting.
So, yeah,
it was about 20 minutes after the show, but like 5 minutes after we left. And it wasn't the newsbreakers. It was a statement released directly by Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, John Mott's here to have surgery. I'm immediately like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, broken bones in his throwing hand that he suffered in the first quarter against Auburn.
Dude played 3+ quarters with a broken hand and beat Auburn. What a baller.
Bro balled out.
What a baller.
His stats were pretty decent, too, like 270, something like that.
I mean, he also did airmail that ball over the middle where you went, whoa. But that's also what Mateer does. He makes a throw where you're just like, damn. And then he throws another one. You're like, damn.
But now he gets a free pass because his hand was broken.
Yeah, and he also just lost Heisman.
I know. That sucks.
It's done.
Even if he's only out, they're saying he could be out 4 weeks. If that's the earliest, yeah. Yeah, and it's not even that his Heisman is done, dude. It's that Oklahoma's done.
Probably. Because, I mean, despite having a running back room, Oklahoma has been known to just churn out monster offensive lines. They can't run the ball.
No. And
so it's not like you can just be like, hey, let's lean on the run game a little bit for the next couple of weeks with Texas and the Red River shootout coming. So
yeah, this is their bye week, is it not?
Yes. Thankfully, yes. They do get that. But then it's Texas, right?
I'm poking that around right now.
I think it's Texas right after that.
I think this really stinks. Well, they got Kent State next week. Kent State.
Oh, is it the week after that? That's
might be the worst team in college football.
Yeah, they've lost like, what, 27 straight?
Well, and it doesn't help that their schedule is like, hey, why don't you go play this guy? Hey, why don't you go play this guy? Yes, then in 2 weeks, the Red River rivalry.
There it is. Yeah.
Red River rivalry. Oh, yeah, because they don't say shootout anymore.
Yeah. They don't say Civil War anymore.
Nah, that one's dumb.
It's not. Oh, you're saying that not saying Civil War is dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's dumb.
God, you. Every time I think you're woke, you come on back to me.
Dude, I'm woke AF, man.
But Civil War is okay.
Civil War is okay.
There you go.
That's the same week as my Cougs go to Ole Miss. 9:45 on the SEC.
Have you ever seen a college football team spit roasted?
Oh, dude.
Good Lord.
That's kind of a wild week, though. Ohio State's at Illinois.
Which, 2 weeks ago, they looked nice.
South Carolina's at LSU.
Yeah, there's some bangers.
Indiana comes to Autzen.
That game got a lot more interesting.
That game is a lot more interesting right now. Michigan at SC.
Look, the Illinois game for USC is the start of the stretch.
Yeah.
That's the, okay, let's see what you are.
Bama, Zuri, and my Cougs going to take down Ole Miss. But it is tough. I mean, you got to hope that I saw who the backup was. I can't remember off the top of my head who the backup is for Oklahoma coming in for Mateer. You have to hope. I mean, that team is good, and Venables has been better than he's ever been at Oklahoma so far. So, I mean, you're hoping that you can hold it together, and if you lose to Texas, you're hoping that's your only loss till you get Mateer back. Because if you go on a bad stretch without Mateer, you're out of the playoff, and then what was the point of going to get John Mateer?
Well, I mean, any team that loses their quarterback in college football is looking at that.
Totally, but That's the real risk of the transfer portal. It's like, dude, I just spent money on a guy and now he's out for 5 weeks. I don't even get him against Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon's probably in one of the better positions depth-wise at quarterback of any of the competitive teams in the country.
Totally. If Dante Moore went down,
If you had to turn it over to Novosad for a couple weeks.
Oh, I'm way cooler with that than I am more maybe any team in the country.
Yeah, what's his name? Hawkins? Hawkins is the backup at Oklahoma that rings a bell. Yeah, Michael Hawkins Jr. Yeah.
If he only misses 4 weeks, it's bye, Kent State, Texas at home, South Carolina on the road. Because after that,
it's the gauntlet.
After that, home against Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, home against Missouri, home against LSU.
Yeah, it's the gauntlet. You almost can't drop the game to Texas.
You can't.
If you want to...
Well, I mean, that was the thought going in. Yeah. And I think as we see Texas and Arch, I mean, I don't care if Arch played better last week. I'm starting to really wonder if Texas has a real big problem. Mm-hmm. I think that defensive front is real nice.
I mean, the defense is nice. Yeah. But offensively, not only Arch, the wide receiver core.
That you were kind of looking at it like, we should win this game against Texas.
With Mateer.
With Mateer.
Yeah.
And that sets you up to be one of the two-loss SC teams. Look, there's going to be 3 2-loss SC teams that get in this playoff.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's going to win it. Let's just pick a name. Let's spin the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it in. It's Georgia. Okay. Yeah. They might stumble somewhere. I don't know if they will. Their schedule's pretty soft.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stumble somewhere, but they'll be a 1-loss team. And I think whoever else gets in, if it's Oklahoma, if it's
LSU,
I mean, 2 losses for LSU here and out sounds crazy, but Oklahoma's not the only team with Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU.
LSU's got schedule. South Carolina, Vandy, A&M, Bama, Arkansas, Western Kentucky, and they wrap up with Oklahoma. So they've got a pretty tough stretch down the end of this too. So.
Yeah, it's so funny to think. This was something that I'd meant to ask Noah Eagle about it, but we've talked with Danny Cannell about it and stuff, and like living in the world where 2 losses still gets you in the playoff. It's crazy to think where you can lose those games. Because
mm-hmm.
previously, you lose a game, you're out. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's the nice thing about expanding the playoff.
Totally.
You do get to fall on your face more than once.
Because if you're Oklahoma and you're Mateer and you're rolling it off, you're like, cool, Michigan's not going to be one of my losses. Auburn's not going to be one of my losses. Mm-hmm. I feel good that Texas is not going to be one of my losses. And now that script is completely flipped that you have to, assuming how this goes, mm-hmm. you probably have to beat Bama, Missouri, and LSU to get in the playoff.
Because the likelihood is if you drop the Texas game, you're going to drop 1 to Ole Miss or Tennessee.
Correct.
Very likely at Tennessee.
You have to beat Bama, Missouri, and LSU.
Mm-hmm. Butch, boy.
I mean, it might be a benefit that you don't go to the SEC championship at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Oklahoma, like you're kind of like, ugh.
We don't need one more game.
We'll at-large this thing. Yeah. We'll at-large this thing.
But that means you have
or
to
Or maybe you do play one game and you know you're in if you're yeah. in the SEC title game. You're in.
Even if you lose.
Third loss?
Yeah, if you lose in the title game, yeah.
I think so, too. Man, things just flip on their heads so easily mm-hmm. and so fast.
College football, baby. That's why this weekend is going to be so nuts. This weekend has
It should be
so
a little separation.
We will finally get a separation weekend.
We should.
I mean, we will. One way or the other, we will get it because, I mean, you take a look at it. Florida State's sitting at 8 right now. If the weirdness happens Friday night and they drop to Virginia, that could all of a sudden cause them to be in a bit of a panic.
That'll blow it up real quick.
Yeah, Arkansas, Notre Dame. Arkansas was like the game on the Notre Dame schedule outside of USC where you went.
Well, everybody was worried because it was sandwiched in between the Boise State and A&M games, mm-hmm. which seemed like the
trap
big
game
ones.
And Taylen yeah. Green's a spicy quarterback that can cause a lot of problems. You just kind of go through the slate and you're like, LSU, Ole Miss. If Ole Miss wins this game, with LSU's offense being like, now you go, okay, maybe Ole Miss, this is their year.
Dude, I got that on the sheet for Friday.
What happens if the team that you hate with a fiery passion of 1,000 suns and UW knocks off Ohio State?
If UW beats Ohio State, this S is lit, fam.
You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
I'm not picking Ohio State to lose that game.
No, but.
But if Washington were to pull that off against a freshman quarterback at Washington, where the environment's going to be one of the loudest in the country and his first real road start. Yeah. I mean, and Washington's offense is loaded. Their defense is eh. But you look, they've got a 3-headed monster in Williams, Boston, and Coleman. Like, if you told me they were able to do that, much like the Penix teams did, and put up crazy points, even against a great Ohio State defense,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden, I mean.
Crowd will be nuts there at Alex Brink Stadium.
It's going to. Is it Jake Browning in Pullman?
Ooh, ouch. Browning, ouch. Browning Memorial Field.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Hey, look, Christian McCaffrey owns a lot of land in Los Angeles. So trust me, I get it.
It should be. I guess the only thing I worry is
Bama, Georgia?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we'll get into this. I think the only thing I worry is all these games are super close and I don't learn anything.
But hey,
you know what I mean?
But still wins and losses, though.
Yeah, like, wins and losses.
If Bama loses, they're going to lose one more.
Yes.
And you can kind of scratch Bama off.
Yes.
Yes. As weird as that is.
And then
say.
We start talking, is $70 million too expensive?
Yeah, he's going to go 9-3 and it's going to be disappointing. It's going to be like, oh my God, would you shut up?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, then you're, but then you also
would have the greatest job in all of America, and that's a fired college football coach.
But then also you're looking at Georgia going, okay, is Georgia the best team in the country?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Miami the best team in the country?
I think I'm going to know if Miami, Georgia, Oregon, or Penn State are the best team in the country this weekend. That's what I'm going to know. If Ohio State blows out UW, I don't think I'm learning anything.
That, I was literally just going to say that.
I don't.
I just don't.
Dude, my Coug offense hung with them for three quarters defensively. And that offense is nice. That offense is fun.
What is the line in that
game? I don't like the defense in that game. Dude, it's like 14.
No. It's 8.5.
Oh, really?
Ohio State's favored by 8.5. So neutral site, 11.5, which is probably too much for my liking. I think I'll take Washington to cover.
But to your point though, nobody knows what Saiyan's going to look like. So. Yeah.
So that's the rub on that.
All right, we got to finish up some NFL from the weekend. You know, I praised this secondary a lot after week one. Boy, am I wrong? And I wonder how bad this team could be.
How
about them Cowboys? 105 won the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Shout out Brandon Sprague, whose Nottingham Forest is tied 1-1 in the 19th.
Is he still Nottingham, or is he getting to Nottingham?
I think he is at Nottingham.
Okay, so we're almost there.
He's got to get to Nottingham.
Yeah, they don't like Nottingham. Their G's.
Nottingham.
They don't like their G's over there.
Nottingham.
It's a tough one.
Hey, but for a new soccer fan, dude, you've seen, you know, 4 goals, 2 draws. Welcome to the scary, scary world, my friend. The scary, scary world. Offensive player of the week in the NFL. Care to take a guess who was named that?
Go for it.
Caleb Williams.
Mm.
19 of 28, 298 and 4 TDs.
It's been super strange. You know, Joe Fisher, noted Cowboys fan, had plenty to say about Caleb Williams. And then after he absolutely beat the living crap out of his Cowboys, like a rented mule, you had to pay him.
Like a rented mule?
Oh, God.
Beat mules?
You'd give him a little up the hill. He rode the Cowboys.
You ever heard that one before?
Yeah. He rode the Cowboys to the top of Machu Picchu. He just rode them the entire, carved, barbecued, fricasseed, filleted, however you want it cut or cooked, that's what he did.
Yeah, I was really disappointed when I saw this score get really out of hand really quickly.
Not a word from Fish. Not a word.
Because against the Eagles, man, I thought that secondary was pretty good. I thought that whole defense as a whole was pretty good. It was just missing. It was just missing a pass rusher.
Yeah,
if they had a pass rusher,
it was funny. They had the 4 highest graded defensive players over like the first 3 weeks. They were all former Cowboys.
Oh, and it was just no. That's not very good. That's not very good at all. Dak had 2 picks in this game. Throwing the ball 40 times is never a good sign. Can't run the ball. 19 carries for 110 yards between Javonte and Miles Sanders.
Sure. What was the final?
31-14.
Okay. Yeah, Caleb Williams went 19 of 28 for 304 touchdowns.
No points scored in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys were shut out in the second half.
Yeah.
This team, I wasn't really anti the Schottenheimer hire. You know, just was kind of like, I mean, it was weird. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Whatever.
You know, I was like, really? Like, you think this is a better route than McCarthy? And I'm not the biggest McCarthy guy in the world. But I don't know, man. This team doesn't really look like it.
No, they don't. They suck. You know,
it's got like Tennessee Titan vibes to it. When you're kind of like with Brian Callahan over there, you're kind of like, dude, do you know what you're doing?
Look,
it makes me wonder if these guys like even know how to run practice.
I mean, he's a Schottenheimer.
I understand, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like, get
it's
what
like
you're saying.
The jump from coordinator to NFL, and it's like, well, now you have to run practice. And do you know how to do that?
Yeah, it's certainly different. It's a different spot for sure. But look, Dak is a good quarterback. I just think
Dak
he's
is a
vastly,
fine quarterback.
He's good. He's good. But he's just vastly overpaid. CeeDee Lamb is, I know a lot of people want to put him as a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. He's not my Huckleberry. I don't think he's trash. I don't think he's bad. He's just not my guy. But he's now out for, what, a month, 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain?
Yeah, it ain't going to be good. But that's why you got Pickens. That's why I picked up Pickens, because you needed some semblance of, you know, depth chart, whatever you want to call it, other options.
Sure. And Jake Ferguson is a very good tight end. So you've got some stuff on offense. But we knew even with Micah, the defense was going to be in trouble. And now you don't have Micah, and you just don't have anything.
I know.
There's nothing on that defense. That I will say this, though. Diggs can – he's a boom or bust player in the sense of he can make big plays, but boy, can he give them up. But I tell you what, the Bears are only 1-2, and Caleb has had brilliant moments and, oh my God, what are you doing moments. You know who's been really freaking good for the Bears? Roma Dunze.
Well, yeah, yeah. His route running in his hands are awesome.
I mean, he had the Diggs try to make a play on the ball against him, and Dunze was like, nah, dog, nah. And it's just, and that was what happened. That is what has happened to Diggs so far this season. Mm-hmm. In every Cowboys game, he has had opportunities to make plays. And this isn't like Diggs is bad. It's that he has gone up against guys that have made plays over him.
Nottingham Forest just went up 2-1.
I mean, yeah, they beat the Giants.
Yeah,
but
that Giants team is not good.
Guess who was covering Neighbors?
Oh, was it Diggs?
It was Diggs that tried to make a play on the ball, and Neighbors went, gotcha, multiple times.
I can sit here and write off this team, can I?
Yes.
I don't have to watch any Cowboys games anymore.
I mean, why would you?
Let's see. Because I'm going to have to. This week, they're the night game Sunday night.
They got the Packers. And the Packers are coming off a bad loss to the Browns. You don't think they want to get that taste out of their mouth.
Monday night in November against Cardinals. Back-to-back Monday nights.
Against my Raiders.
Against your Raiders.
But in between, they have the Jets, the Panthers,
and
the Commanders,
and then Thursday night
the
against
Broncos.
The Lions.
Yeah. I mean, they're
another
always,
Sunday night here against the Vikings.
It's the Cowboys. They're going to get shoved on the marquee game over and over and over again. But they suck.
Yeah.
They do. They're not good.
I know. I just wanted to ask the question, like, can I walk away from this team? And I think my answer is yes.
Yes. There's nothing redemptive about
them
defensively.
Dude, I am trying to do less work around here.
Yeah.
So if I can eliminate teams that I don't have to watch, then adios.
And you can also concentrate on better football.
That is true.
There's nothing redemptive about the Cowboys. There's just not.
Great.
And the less I have to hear from Jerry, the better.
That's the truth.
Like I'm just so sick and call me when he sells the team or forgive me, dies.
For those of you listening on the radio, Danny just looked up to the sky.
You know, I'm like
covering your angles there.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like
afraid the big man might look down upon
A little karmic justice. I'm trying to avoid here. I'm not calling for him to die, but it's like
we got three floors above us that'll keep him from the lightning.
But like. It's like Snyder with the Commanders.
Yeah.
Like, let me know when he's gone.
Yeah, and then we'll know what to do.
Yeah, because what happened the second Snyder left? They got good.
They're really good. Getting your quarterback right helps.
But it's not hard to have a good team in the NFL. It's really not.
It's not hard to be mediocre.
It's not hard. Not even that. It's not hard to just be good.
Yeah.
Now, the game is hard, and there's luck involved, but there's so many things you can do to put luck in your favor to where you're not inept. And that's what the Cowboys are. They're inept.
Most bad teams have issues that are controllable.
Yes. Now, you can't. Here's the thing. They controlled for the quarterback. If you ask 20 teams in the NFL, would they rather have their quarterback or Dak? Those 20 teams would rather have Dak. But the problem was they screwed up the contract.
Set the market for everybody else.
And like, they've done that at wide receiver. They've done that at running back. They've done that everywhere. They got it wrong with Micah. Like, the big things that they can control, if they had just done, it's very similar to the Bengals. Things that you can control for, instead of being stupid, you could just get, like, this team could be, if they had done things right, could probably be a 9 to 11 win team.
Right, now they're nowhere near that.
They're probably a 5 win team.
Hmm. You draft a quarterback? Dante Moore?
I mean,
Arch Manning?
Depending on where you're picking at, I mean, you definitely don't want Arch.
Jerry would so do that, though.
He's an Arkansas guy.
Jerry would still do it,
though. Yeah, Texas
the
tickets.
The name,
yeah.
Manning.
Yeah, and Texas tickets.
He would do that.
You know what? He'd be the guy that would put him in number 18.
He probably would.
He would put him in 18.
Or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. We come back. The baseball.
Oh, God.
We'll toss it to the
Fine.
Kahuna. The Kahuna.
Fine.
With sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Oh boy, am I excited that the Cowboys live on the board behind me now. I was curious if that was worth a conversation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Mm. Always trust the board.
It's always fun to crap on the Cowboys.
Always trust the board.
It's always fun.
You can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount. Plus, stream your local live NFL game every Sunday, all season long, starting just $30 for your first year. It's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. First place, baby.
Mm.
Feels good.
Does it?
Feels great, man. It feels awesome. You know, baseball this year is really, it's kind of delivering here at the end of the season. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like, the Mets are exploding. I just read this morning that the Marlins are only 5 games back from a wild card, and they finish 3 with the Mets. Like, they could keep them out and get in.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Are you trying to rip Suk's heart out of his chest?
See, no, because I love Jason, but the Mets are such an easy team to make fun of.
They are.
They are.
They are.
I want to see Terry Francona get his little Cincinnati Reds in. You know I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, you got love for Tito.
And much to the applause from a lot of people out there in the sales bullpen and everything, they are down for my Cleveland Guardians to get into the playoffs, because that would mean the Houston Astros will not. An enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Now we're going to get Dusty walking in here now. Hell, come on now.
Dude, he can live on that island all he wants.
It is a lonely island in this building.
It is a lonely, lonely place.
Lonely, I'm so lonely.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, dude.
I mean, there's teams like obviously the Lakers and the Yankees and the Cowboys that everybody hates.
Yeah, but his other team, the Patriots, got there. Just tired of it. But I mean, Tom's an all-time great.
But also, the Astros, like, there's just...
There's no coming back for them, man.
They suck.
Don't rip my jersey off. Don't rip my jersey off. Like, there's just no coming back for it. Buck Martinez last night on the Blue Jays-Red Sox game. I forget who was on the mound, but they intentionally balked Trevor Story from second to third so he couldn't steal signs. And then Buck Martinez goes, Alex Bregman is one of the best out there when he knows what's coming. It's just like, dude, everybody's keeping receipts. I mean, and the Blue Jays have George Springer. Like, everybody's keeping receipts. The idea of just saying, no, I'm not interested in you, I hate you, and go away is absolutely phenomenal.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's pettiness. You know I'm here for pettiness.
Oh, you know it.
And in...
If there's something that you and I both are definitely here for.
And in baseball, that is... I don't know, man. It's like I always say, you aren't cheating if you're not, you're not trying if you're not cheating, but don't get caught.
Because if you get caught, because
if you
get
caught, you got to deal with it. That being said, the Seattle Mariners, I think their number is 2 to clinch the division, or 1 if they win. And does Houston have to lose tonight, or they just got to win?
It's one, so it's any combination. Yeah. So if Astros
so a win over the Rockies or an Astros loss to the A's.
I wonder what's more likely.
I
the Astros did just lose to the A's, didn't they?
Well, I know, but I mean, yeah, it's the Rockies. Yes.
I was listening to Swag's update this morning. He was asking if there's enough champagne still in Seattle. Do you do another champagne celebration if you win the division tonight? Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You won the division, and you go full, what's his name for the Cubs? Shota. When they
Imanaga?
When they celebrated. You saw the celebration, right?
I did. What was this?
He said through his translator, You don't spray it in the face. You spray it all over your body so your body can absorb it through your skin.
Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
And I was like, that seems to be lost in translation, but I'm picking up what you're saying.
I got to try.
You know, he's like, because somebody literally like dumped a bottle on his head. And I was like, all right, I hate the Cubs, but that was fun.
Yeah, there's still a lot of unknown. I mean, the Yankees clinched a playoff spot. The Red Sox will most likely do it tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Such a weird year.
I'm into it, dude. I'm so into it.
Did you see Jeff Passan's tweet?
Yes.
Where he said less than a month.
Oh, we're thinking of different Jeff Passan tweets.
He had one. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. I can't because it's locked. But the gist of it was in less than a month from August 25th to September 23rd, like Tigers had a 15-game lead?
15-and-a-half game lead over Cleveland.
It's one of the biggest collapses and one of the biggest comebacks ever.
I was hanging out with a buddy of mine last night who's a Tigers fan who was like, absolutely not. We're not even going to the playoffs. This team is done, toast, cooked.
And at one point in time, you could have made an argument that the Tigers are the best team in baseball.
Without a doubt, they had the best record, too.
For probably 2 months.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Jeff Passan tweeted out, if I had to vote for the MVP right now, I would vote for Aaron Judge and... That makes me so sad. Something along those lines. Oh. Yeah. It says, and that makes me feel terrible.
Yeah.
Because he wants to vote for Cal.
Well, I mean, I saw a bunch of Yankees fans like, oh, Judge is better at every stat except for home runs.
I'm like,
cool. It'd be great if baseball was played on one side of the field.
Fair.
There was
a story that did come out that Aaron Judge couldn't throw a baseball. That is pretty important.
How many runs saved? What's the difference in runs saved?
Oh, between something real
Cal
stupid.
And Judge? It's got to be astronomical.
Well, it's astronomical because you know...
The value of a catcher versus an outfielder.
Well, and if you look at their overall wars are really close to each other, and you can't be dominating in all those stats and have your wars really close to each other without something.
Yeah, it's because the defense, as much as Judge is better on all the batting and hitting statistics, that's where Raleigh is in the defensive statistics.
Yeah.
It's like, there's another side of the field, guys.
I know, I'm going to watch baseball again tonight, and I'm really stoked about it.
There you go. Well, you can.
Cleveland-Detroit at 3:40.
Maction starts next week.
Is that when it starts?
Yeah,
I'm almost certain. I saw it, and there was like 5 games on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I mean,
when do we get the Tuesday games?
I think that's week
like the Tuesday and Wednesday games.
So week 6 is not there. Yeah, Wednesday we get Liberty UTEP, Wednesday October 8th in Missouri State Middle Tennessee, and then week 8 is full on. Let's get drunk. Tuesday, October 14th, New Mexico State, Liberty, Arkansas State, South Alabama, FIU, Western Kentucky.
I don't know if you'll get me there.
Oh, on a Tuesday?
I don't know if you'll get me there. I'll have playoff baseball.
What do you think is higher ratings? I
hate this. I hate when you do this.
A non-Yankee Dodger playoff game or
Maction. Prime Action.
Because the sickos are out.
I know, I hate it. All right, we come back. We'll call it a day. Closing arguments is next. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
Time to go. Pack it up.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, Seahawks Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, we'll dive into some sweet Hawk action.
Yeah, I feel we're pretty heavy on college football today, so we might want to balance that out with a little NFL action tomorrow.
A little bit, and then we're going to go hard college football, because the NFL slate this week is meh. College football slate is mwah.
I was just about to ask. I haven't quite looked and seen what the NFL slate is. Is it lame? I saw the primetime games are lame.
I mean, Seattle-Arizona is not great. Minnesota-Pittsburgh, not great.
Seattle-Minnesota could actually be a good game.
Okay.
It could be a good game.
Washington, Atlanta, New Orleans, Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit, Carolina, New England, Chargers, Giants, Eagles, Bucks. That's certainly the best game here so far. Tennessee, Houston, don't care. Indy, Rams.
Ooh, spicy.
Can we see? Will the real Indianapolis Colts please stand up? Jacksonville, San Francisco, don't Dang care. Those. Baltimore, Kansas City. I love that game because one of those teams is going to come out 1-3 and I get to point and laugh. Bears, Raiders. I mean, I have obviously personal interest in that. Green Bay, Dallas. Don't care. Dude. Jets, Dolphins, and Bengals, Broncos.
Dude, Monday.
Woof. Womp, 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 womp,
womp. Woof.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Tomorrow we will also debut a brand new segment that we'll do on Thursdays called 10 Toes Down.
We're gonna make Pat Harris be Patrick Harris.
Oh, man. That just felt so bad. Felt so awful. Yeah, 10
Pat's,
toes down.
Pat's 5 toes down. Patrick is 10 toes down.
Where?
Or is it the other way around?
We will unequivocally have opinions on things.
It's going to be tough for you.
No, I'll just pick and choose.
You're going to be 5 toes down about your 10 toes down.
I am. But where I put my 10 toes down, though, will be calculated.
God, that's not a lot of real estate.
Yeah, there might be.
Little Flintstone feet.
Yeah, there might be. You never know.
Little Flintstone feet. I saw somebody, again, stupid algorithm things. These gymnasts, they would put a square of mousetraps outlined.
Oh.
And they would do backflips, and the square would get smaller and smaller and smaller. Look, the stupid human gets hurt in me was like, oh, this is like elite gymnastic jackass. And one's a man, one's a woman, and the dude eats it first, and like 3 mousetraps grab like the back of his heel.
Ugh.
And I'm like, oh, God! Then she does it and like grabs like 4 of her toes. I'm just like, oh God.
Of course they're not wearing shoes.
Oh, I mean they're like little tiny people. Mm. Gymnasts. But I was just watching that. I'm like, that's you with 10 toes down. You're like, you're doing it. You don't like it.
I know. What if I'm 10 toes down, but like I'm standing on my toes?
Well, that's the thing, is the first time
my heels are up.
They got to the 7th smallest square. And she went first and she landed, but she literally landed on her toes. Like, and I was like, okay, that's stupid impressive. Like, because her feet barely fit inside the square. But I was like, she landed and stuck it and then kind of stepped out of it. And I'm like, that's as much as Harris is 10 toes down. Is the toes are down, but the heels ain't touching.
Yeah, I don't think I don't want to be a part of anything like that. Mm. I'd rather watch that UCLA Northwestern game.
Give me the mousetrap.
No way, dude.
Dusty still owes getting tased.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is he going to get tased?
What, Russ,
I do not. Do you remember what that was for?
I don't remember what the bet was over, no.
But legal said no.
I do not support somebody getting tased.
I do.
I do not.
I told him, like, hey, if we want to do this, we can do this.
That is 10 toes down on absolutely not.
The least shocking thing you've probably ever heard. I have a taser.
Yeah, not shocked at all. Have you tased yourself?
It's right next to the bottle of chloroform.
I have not tased myself. I have been tased.
I hope I'm never
been,
tased.
I've been tased twice. It's not fun.
I swear to holy sweet whatever you believe in that I never get tased.
I want to make you ride the lightning.
Like, my heart is starting to cinch up just thinking about getting tased.
It's a different feeling.
No, it's not. It's an awful feeling. And don't talk to me about it like it's a drug.
No.
Go do drugs like an adult.
Oh, and like an adult can't just get tased?
No, you shouldn't. It can't be good for you.
I mean, come on now.
No.
Just ride the Lightning.
I don't know about that, man.
I want to get you so into on a bet that that is the payoff.
Well, a taser's like a gun too, right?
Well, you've got the...
Oh, the one with the string.
Yeah, that's a taser.
Like, cops got those. Yeah. But what about the ones that have the little, like...
Little arc?
Pincher?
Yeah.
Little, like, that is the, get the that, little electricity line in the middle?
You're not riding the Lightning. You're riding a little something less there.
Oh, with that one?
Yeah.
But that's the one you got to, like, stab
into
someone.
That's a stun gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the taser shoots the little barb. Yeah. The little barb, and it's attached on a string. I see the cops with those ones.
Mm, yeah.
I don't think I want either. I don't want the light lightning either.
I want to, there would be a bet on that.
No, dude, I would never put a bet on it. That's why. It just won't happen.
Coward.
No, I'm not a coward.
You are.
No, it's 10 toes down. I'm not interested.
No, 10 toes down, you're a coward. I'm going to put a poll up. Is Harris a coward?
For not wanting to be tased?
I'm saying you want to be, but for the punishment to be.
What did I do wrong?
No, for losing a bet.
But I would never bet to get tased.
But this is the thing, because you're a coward.
Oh, dude,
it's not gonna kill you.
No, this is like we're going in circles.
It's mild. It's mild. It's mildly uncomfortable.
No, we're
and
going.
It's over immediately.
Guys, move on.
Yeah, thank you.
No,
no, I'm not.
See,
I'm not.
Nothing.
Russ, can you come in here and help me out?
I'm staying over here.
It's like I'm staying over here on the other side of the glass where the taser can't get.
I need an adult.
I'm just gonna have him bar the room from the outside. Be like, Harris can't get out, and he's stuck in there with Danny with the taser.
I see that Sister Jean is retiring over health concerns at 106 years
old. I was saying, is she 11 billion years old?
She's 106 years old.
She should not get tased.
Would a taser kill her?
Yes.
Yeah, would
yes.
it?
Look, I mean, if you know you're going out, ride the Lightning one last time.
No, dude.
Absolutely
not.
God, you're no fun.
I know I'm not fun.
God.
I'm old, I'm tired, I don't feel good. I'm angry.
Think about it from the other side. If you won the bet, you would get to watch me get tased.
Well, I hope you make that bet with somebody else. And I will just be a bystander.
No, see, no, you don't get to watch that.
Someone will videotape
it. No, no. Skin in the game.
Probably.
Skin in the game.
No, I don't want any skin in the game.
See?
I'd rather watch Northwestern UCLA.
Five toes down.
I'd rather watch UCLA Northwestern.
Five toes Harris.
Hey, tell me about this Bailey kid at Sacramento. He's not allowed to have an agent anymore, right?
Well, no. Ace Bailey had Omar Cooper Sr. as a manager.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come back. And, you know, the Jazz effectively tased him. They said, get out of here, bro.
Well, he cost him three spots in the draft night, didn't
he? Well, I mean, it cost him more than that. He was giving him bad advice after bad advice after bad advice. And then Omar Cooper's son was going to be a coach with the Utah Jazz during summer league. And they're like, nah, dog, that's not going to happen anymore. Basically, Danny Ainge went and laid it on the table and said, we've had enough of this. And honestly, it's good for Ace Bailey.
It's very good for Ace
Go
Bailey.
Go get real representation. The worst thing professional athletes can do is hire friends and family to be their representatives. Now, some people are like, what about Kyrie's mom? And it's like...
What about my uncle?
Yeah. Uncle Dennis? Yeah. No. Go hire professionals.
Yeah. I know. And it's too bad, too, because, like, the way everything went down on draft night and all the stuff coming out about it and saying, you know, we won't play for this team, we won't play for that team. Like, welcome to me, like, not being interested in rooting for you. Like, now I hope you're a bust.
I don't hope that. Honestly,
I don't hope that either, but you know what I mean. It's like... You're not making it very easy for me to root for you.
No, it's like John Morant consists. Like, I love John Morant, but he just.
God, that is the most true statement.
He just steps in everything and gets in his own way all of the time because he has too many people around him telling him yes.
I love John.
It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
You have the wrong people around you. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why you need tasers.
I don't think John Morant. Full circle. I don't think John Morant needs tasers.
No. He needs to be tased.
I don't think weapons need
don't
to be
tase
in
me, bro.
Need to be in the hands of Ja Morant. Mm. All right, that'll do it for us.
See him do a taser celebration. Just have a seizure, just mid-jumper.
Text line's asking, what do I get if I get tased? I don't know. I'm not giving you anything.
Mm.
But Danny might love it.
I mean, I might.
I think legal will step in.
I mean, I might kick you a few shekels. Hey, let me tase you.
Big NFL day tomorrow. For thanks for hanging out with us. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I do.
Bzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.